U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett appeared for the second day of her confirmation hearings with members of the U.S. Senate on Tuesday. She declined to answer a range of questions from lawmakers on how she might rule on legal disputes if she's confirmed to fill the vacancy left by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the country's highest court. Barrett said she would not let her personal and religious views determine how she would decide cases. She said, "I have no agenda," adding, "I'll follow the law." Barrett declined to say how she might rule on abortion, gun ownership, and the Affordable Care Act, the health care law facing a challenge before the Supreme Court November 10th. She also rebuffed a question on whether she would recuse herself from considering any legal disputes arising from the November 3rd national election. One of the competitors, of course, is U.S. President Donald Trump, who nominated her for this lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. The president is trailing his challenger, Joe Biden, in national polls. He has said he wants Barrett confirmed to avoid a 4-4 stalemate on contested election issues. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told European Union members that a Brexit trade deal with Britain is in the interest of all, but they must be prepared in case an agreement is not reached. Merkel on Tuesday addressed a meeting of the EU Committee of Regions via video link. She said the EU will try to reach an agreement with Britain, but little time remains before the end of the year deadline that Britain has set for a trade agreement. Germany's chief EU negotiator, Michael Roth, said Tuesday the talks were, quote, at a very critical stage. He said the no-deal scenario is the worst outcome for both sides. Britain has the world's sixth biggest economy. In January, it became the first country in history to leave the European Union. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The death toll continues to rise in clashes between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces over the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region, despite a ceasefire and warnings of a humanitarian crisis. Ethnic Armenian officials in the disputed region reported 17 military deaths on Monday. Since fighting started September 27th, some 540 members of the Armenian military have died in the fighting. Two countries accuse each other of violating a ceasefire brokered by Russia on Saturday. Azerbaijan has not released a death toll for its military forces. A spokesman for Azerbaijan's defense ministry on Tuesday accused Armenia's military of, quote, grossly violating the humanitarian truce by shelling Azeri territories. A spokeswoman for Armenia's defense ministry said Azeri forces resumed operations after an overnight lull and were supported by active artillery fire in the southern, northern, northeastern, and eastern directions. An FBI agent testified in court Tuesday that members of an anti-government militant group discussed kidnapping Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam in a meeting 4 months ago. Special Agent Richard Trask, who was part of an investigation that resulted in six men being charged last week, of planning to kidnap Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, said the suspects discussed Northam during a June meeting in Ohio. During a hearing in a federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Trask said anti-government group members from several states attended the June meeting. He said they voiced dissatisfaction with the governor's management of the coronavirus pandemic and discussed abducting a sitting governor. The June meeting was the subject of an FBI probe into a number of anti-government groups that led to last week's arrest of six men for allegedly planning to kidnap Whitmer and the placement of state terrorism charges against seven other men. If convicted, the suspects face life in prison. The International Monetary Fund is projecting a deep global recession in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Global economies are expected to shrink by 4.4%. Speaking at the IMF's World Economic Outlook Forum in Boston on Tuesday, IMF Chief Economist Gita Gopinath said the pandemic shut down business and industry throughout the world. She said resurgences of the virus and other political uncertainties suggest the global economic recovery will be slow and uneven well into 2021. And Facebook says it has to discourage people from getting vaccinated, including flu shots and a COVID-19 vaccine, if an